Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with your weekly finance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, the ideal place for personalized and business loan finance services. Please check us out at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. Today is Monday, June 2nd, 2025, and we've got a load of finance industry updates for you. Our top story focuses on the Australian Securities Exchange, which experienced a lift last Thursday. The ASX 200 index rose by 0.15%, reaching 8,409.80, following a suspension on Liberation Day tariffs initially imposed by the Trump administration. This decision boosted the energy and tech sectors with notable performers like Woodside Energy, Santos, and WiseTech Global. While it's a sigh of relief, analysts caution that the global trade environment remains fluid and complex, bringing potential volatility. Of paramount interest is the growing influence of artificial intelligence on these sectors. Moving on to some banking news now, where Westpac is facing scrutiny from the Finance Sector Union following plans to cut over 1,500 jobs, the most significant in a decade. The union demands a halt on redundancies, arguing for employee investment. Meanwhile, Westpac continues streamlining their operations into a digital-focused model, much like Bankwest, pointing at a broader banking sector downsizing trend. In personal finance, as cost pressures rise, Australians are actively seeking financial guidance. A Colonial First State survey revealed increased financial strain nationwide, with a considerable number living pay to paycheck. A notable takeaway from the survey showed that over 80% believe financial advice should be universally accessible. Given the impact on personal relationships and lifestyle decisions, it's clear that affordable financial advice is a pressing need. Lastly, in property market news, Eubank's recent research suggests mortgages may now be more economical than rent in many markets. Rental prices have climbed a whopping 39% over the past 5 years. In contrast, over 7% of suburbs now offer cheaper mortgages than renting, stirring a rise in a property investment strategy known as rentvesting. Cotalities, Eliza Owen suggested potential interest rate cuts could facilitate homeownership, making rentvesting an exciting strategy for first-time buyers. And that wraps up our weekly finance news wrap for today. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, urging you to stay financially informed. We'll be back next week with more finance news. Stay tuned.